Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, everyone, we are here at the Knack. Where is Diane Merseglia? Welcome into the Dom Giordano Show. All right, there's not enough Trump regalia. How many people are wearing something Eagles? Let's hear a little applause for that. All right, how many people have Trump stuff on? Oh, I know we have to get some more Trump stuff in here. All right, I don't know as a fact. I know that Scott Presler is here, and so is Jim Worthington. He owns all this. I don't know who they're talking to. We'll find out in a moment. I mean, preempting the Dom Giordano Show. That is unheard of. These are our big guests to start off the show today, so they should be here any minute. But thanks to everyone for coming out. Hopefully you get food, beverages over here. Thanks to Jim Worthington for that. And we have a jam-packed crowd today coming our way here. Thank you so much, Bucks County. All roads led through Bucks County. So if you're here today, particularly from Bucks County, we recognize exactly what has happened here. McDonald's in Bucks County over in Feasterville. It's now become a tourist attraction. The Knack. This place held more political rallies than the Republican National Convention. We're right in, I don't know how many people were here this time around. Bucks County, we saw the slowdown. How many voted by mail-in ballot here in Bucks County and stood in line for how many 5 hours? How many 6 hours, 7, 8 hours they made people stand in line? If that's not voter suppression, what is? In addition to that, of course, the grand finale, Diane Merseglia, the immortal words, I know what I'm doing. You're not going to send me to jail. We're going to talk with the new attorney general at 2:30 today, Dave Sunday, one of the few interviews he's done. I'm going to ask him when he takes office, is this a case that you would look at? What Merseglia did went international. It deserved to. She has to be punished in some way, shape, or form. We're not going to wait to 2027 to see that happen. So, again, today we celebrate all that's happened, and we look forward to what will be happening in the near future. Scott Presler, as you probably know, is going to come to New Jersey, governor's race. Boy, I wish it were Phil Murphy. I know they'll put up some Phil Murphy. Nobody has a hair like Phil Murphy has. I mean, come on. I envy that guy's hair. Miss Kim does his hair, allegedly. Takes her a long time to do it. And Presler, who is here today, is also going to move into the Supreme Court races. We'll hear from Linda Kearns today, who was the defensive coordinator, voter integrity, which was tremendously important, particularly, as you know, I'm from Philadelphia. Voter integrity is a word not often heard in Philadelphia. And a whole bunch of other people will be coming our way. So without further ado, Jim Worthington is here. Come on up. And Scott Presler is coming in. Here's Jim Worthington, our host today from the Knack. That better have been President Trump on the line to hold up this show here, Jim. Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Thank you. Kirk will help you with the headset. And in the back, is that Scott Presler, or could that be a Scott Presler lookalike? We should have a Presler lookalike contest. The one and only Scott Presler here, everyone. All right, so Jim and Scott are our... I don't know. We have a microphone
over there, Tom.
Yep.
Okay. Is that fine? Ooh,
yeah. Yeah, okay. You want to set them up, Kirk? We have our defensive coordinators. These are the offensive coordinators. Jim, the biggest fundraiser for the president in the country, bar none. And Scott Presler, the biggest voter registration person in the universe, and particularly rock star of the Amish. The Wall Street Journal runs a piece, "This America Want the GOP Council on Unlikely Voting Bloc, the Amish." And Scott Presler right here was the one that unlocked that voting bloc. It's almost hard to believe, to think of how many turned out in this election cycle, and they were not voting for, I have to get the horse and buggy and go vote for Kamala Harris. That wasn't happening. I wonder how many Amish voted for the Democrats this time around. Kind of unlikely. So, guys, thank you for coming here. And, Jim, thank you. Thanks for hosting this.
My pleasure. It looks like a nice crowd out here, Dom.
Yes. Again, they all look like they've worked out.
Show your membership cards right now.
Dan Borowski, you hear his joke about, is going to do a push-up today, Jim. One. Now, he has a green suit on, I believe. So if you see a 6'8" guy in a green suit coming in, that's Dan. He should be here momentarily. He's coming from Dawn Show. So, Jim, take us back. When's the first time that you decided to be involved with President Trump in a campaign? Was it in 2016?
Yeah, it was early, probably January, February 2016 when in fact, I'm looking at my buddy Matt Boleyn, his dad over there, Jim Boleyn. We were advocating for a bill called the Right to Try. And the Right to Try was a bill that allowed terminally ill Americans the right to try phase one drugs that they weren't allowed to. And historically, they were made forced to go to foreign countries like Mexico or Israel or whatever. Your doctor says, hey, you're dying and you have 90 days to live. You had no recourse other than just go home and die. But in other countries, you could access these experimental drugs that would allow you to prolong or save your life. So Matt, who's a big buddy of mine that has ALS, I had a conversation in my office about, what did you want to do? Do you want me to send you to Mexico, China? Well, I want you to live. So there's a bill called the Right to Try that, if we could get it passed in the House and the Senate and get it signed by the president, I could take these drugs here. I didn't know any better. I said, well, let's just do that. It sounded easy. We had no clue. Well, that's what we did. And we got on the Trump train early. We made it clear that if he wanted to come here to my facility next door and host a rally, we would host him. With the condition that we get 20 minutes to speak to him about the Right to Try bill. So the week before the election in 2016, they called me on a Wednesday night and said, hey, we'd like to use your club on Friday. I said, sure, under the condition we got to meet with candidate Trump. So Matt, myself, and Linda Mitchell, who's sitting somewhere here, got to meet him before the rally, which was historic for Bucks County. By the way, the whole time we were voting, we were working to get him elected, my group, People for Trump, thousands of volunteers were working in Bucks County to try to get him elected. We met with him. We spoke to him about it. And I'll never forget, we got to the end of the conversation. And he was very, very, he's a great listener. And we got to the end of the conversation, and Matt, who was in the wheelchair at the time with ALS, looked up to him. And it was kind of, we're getting to the end, and it was a little bit awkward. He didn't know what to say because you didn't want it to end, but you knew we were getting to the end. And he looked up and he said, Mr. President, this will poll well. In other words, you're going to get votes for it. I'll never forget. The president is this big, hulking guy, stands up and points down at Matt and says, I don't care, give a damn, Matt, how it polls. It's right for America. And I knew then that he was my guy. So anyway, the next day he goes to Gettysburg. In his 100-day speech, he says one of the things he'll do, first 100 days in office, he'll do is pass the Right to Try. Well, he got elected. It took more than 100 days. It was 2 years later on May 31st, 2018 in Washington. He signed the Right to Try bill into law, and Matt's Boleyn and Jim Boleyn's son's names on that bill. The Matt Boleyn Right to Try bill.
Jim, I remember we honor you at the Feast of the Seven Fishes because of that. It's Trump, but it's also how persuasive you are. And you were persuasive enough to get this guy with a McDonald's over in Feasterville to have all hell unleashed down on. Was Linda Mitchell in that there, too?
Was she Taylor.
Were they in the back room working? Did Scott Pressler make a phone call to the guy? That would have been enough.
Taylor Kelly was big on that one,
Taylor
too.
Taylor Kelly, right.
Yeah, that was probably as hard as the right to try, because the day or two before, he got cold feet and he wanted to bail. But we didn't let him. We just said, look, you got to hang tight, and it's the right thing to do, and we'll make it work for you. And then you and I had a little little fundraiser down there, but it was a great event, by the way. Google, the most hits ever on a Google event was the McDonald's event.
Wow.
It was an incredible event.
Now, Scott, your first time allying with Trump, and I wanted to link it to something here, the right to try, the Amish, the raw milk raids, that type of stuff. Not only were you your eye on the Amish, but you got what veteran talk show hosts like me and others would say, you know what? The raw milk thing. You had it months before. Who cares about raw milk in the middle of Lancaster County? But you saw it as a rallying cry, and the Amish came out en masse on election day or during that period.
Yeah, so a couple years ago, I mean, we've been focusing on the Amish for a long time, and really some things that we were focused on demographic groups, like 30% of Christians are not registered to vote.
Right.
Well, that's a part of the Amish community. They are Christian. They are Anabaptist. And then it just tied in beautifully because you had RFK Jr. support the president, and he's all about making America healthy again.
Mm-hmm.
And it ties to property rights and land rights. And ultimately, we should be able to have the autonomy to choose what we consume, and not having the government tell us what we can and cannot do. And so, you know, I'm this 6'5", long-haired guy to my waist, and yeah, I'm wearing my cowboy boots, and I'm just visiting farm to sawmill to restaurant. I mean, I even milked a cow by hand for the first time in Mifflin County, Pennsylvania. And it was just about showing up and saying to this community, why don't you vote? School choice is under attack. Raw milk is under attack. Farming is under attack. Every aspect of your life is under attack. Why aren't you coming out to be the difference maker?
Right.
And it was really cool to see that every single Amish county in Pennsylvania, from Lawrence to Crawford to Lancaster to Armstrong to Indiana to Mifflin to Juniata to Huntington, every single county had more votes for Donald Trump in 2024 than in 2020. And so I think the Amish did deliver this year.
Well, Scott Pressler did. All right, we're going to have more with Jim and Scott and you here at the Knack. Come on in. We have plenty of food, beverages. Thanks to Jim. Come to the main entrance here, and you will see an unbelievable number of people this time of day working out. How many members here at the Knack?
13,000.
Oh, wow. My God. All right, there. And they seem to be type A fitness people, a lot of these people.
There's all types here. Yeah. I'll tell you, it's a great community of people, and everybody's welcome. That's one thing. Politics does not play
exactly
in the Knack at all. It's all about getting healthy and getting better. So we're
all right. We'll have more here from the Knack. Please come out. We'll find seating for you. Maybe, I don't know, these are reserved here, but we'll see if we can make an exception for people coming by. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. All right. We are at the Knack, everyone, here, the Dom Giordano Show with Scott Pressler, Jim Worthington, the offensive coordinators. One, voter registration. The other, the money and the groundwork here in Bucks County. So, Scott, looking forward now, I ask you, this is a show that looks back but also looks forward. You know, I'm always heartened, Jim, when I see a number of potential young Republicans coming in here, too. We're seeing some of that. So, Scott, looking forward, you are going to be engaged in a multitude of things. You're much in demand, but your goal is New Jersey right now, which that and Virginia are the only two big elections of consequence coming up. So what are you going to be doing in New Jersey?
Well, it's a lot more than just New Jersey. I think we do have New Jersey in the House today here at the Newtown Athletic Club. And so New Jersey was a state that in 2020, I think Biden won it by double digits. President Trump only narrowly lost New Jersey by like 5 percentage points. That is absolutely insane. And it shows you that even places like New York, New Jersey, they're swinging to the right. And so we have an opportunity to flip the Commonwealth, to keep the Commonwealth of Virginia and keep that governor seat, and then New Jersey to flip it. But I want people to understand, at earlyvoteaction.com, that's my organization, we're renewing contracts this next week. We're going to hire again and continue to focus on Pennsylvania. We have Supreme Court races in 2025.
Exactly. Three of them, right?
That we need to vote no to. These are the people that empowered Governor Wolf to shut down the Commonwealth during COVID. Every single one of these Democrat justices, we must say no to next November. And if we play our cards right, we can have three special elections in 2027 and have a Republican Pennsylvania Supreme Court going into 2028. That is the ultimate goal.
Now, these two guys up here, I think both are, it's hard to tell which one's more driven to make Pennsylvania a red state. None of this swing state stuff. For talk radio, I'll go on record. You two guys, calm down. For talk radio, we need Pennsylvania to be a swing state. We'll pull it through in the end. Don't mess with this. Come on now. That's why talk radio is so apparent. In what universe could it be a red state, on paper, a red state?
Dom, I think it's easy. I mean, if Scott and the other people that are working on this voter registration, particularly his group, continue to do the work they do, I have no doubt that they'll close that 285,000 margin of more Democrats than Republicans down to where we're equal or ahead. And then, of course, I think the vote by mail is so essential. I mean, we got it down from 4-1 in 2020, down 4 Democrats vote by mail versus 1 early voting, down below 2-1. And, you know, that was the secret in Florida. Once they turned it around where they were equal on early voting or ahead, that's why Florida's not in the swing state category anymore. I think that's just a matter of us putting the time and effort in and getting it done. And I think if we close that gap, particularly for 2026, because I think it's really important that we show Josh Shapiro that he doesn't have a cakewalk in 2026. And I know he's thinking about being the candidate for president in 2028. We could stop that in its tracks in 2026 if people like Scott do his job and we do our job, which is the vote by mail. So he's obviously great at what he does, and I think there's a lot of other groups in the state that are doing good things. I think that's the goal, and I think we can meet it.
Scott Presler with us, Jim Worthington here on Talk Radio 1210. So, Scott, the composure, you've been called Patrick Henry when you were over at the courthouse a little while ago, and I noticed the more formal, you put the hair behind you, right? That's the formal look when there's going to be trouble here with Diane Marseglia. You're the only one that got Marseglia to respond saying, bring it on. How did it feel at that moment?
Well, the only reason why my locks weren't down is because it was hotter than heck in that room. Okay. That's why the hair was up. No, so to give context to anybody that doesn't know, the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania ruled that misdated and undated ballots couldn't be counted in this election. Now, Senator-elect Dave McCormick, who defeated Bob Casey. That's right. Let's go. These Democrat counties, Montgomery, Philly, Delaware, Chester, Bucks is now red, but controlled by county commissioners that are Democrat. And that's Marseglia and that's Harvey. Those are the two Democrats. They were trying to count illegal ballots, even though the Supreme Court already ruled against it. And that's why I want to thank every single person that did show up to that Board of Elections meeting. There were hundreds of people. That has never been done before. Thank you guys to every. Jim Worthington was right next to me at that Board of Elections meeting. And I spoke and I said to her face as she was sitting up there, I said, peacefully, because I want to make sure people know that we are very peaceful, we are kind, we are loving, we're cute. And I said, Commissioner, we are coming for your seat if you do not resign in 2027. Every county commissioner in the entire Commonwealth is going to be up for election in 2027. And so I need your vote in 2025. I need your vote in 2026 for the gubernatorial. I need your vote in 2027 for the county commissioners. You must make a plan, everyone, to vote every single year in Pennsylvania. If you want Trump to be successful, you support him at the local level in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Please.
And Scott, to that point, even if they stay in office, when they see in Jersey Trump do that well, they're chilled a bit. We see signs of it all over the place. They're not as willing to be out there going wild. We see some of the smarter Democrats pull back a bit.
Well, and you know, in Luzerne County, this is a county that ran out of paper on Election Day in 2022. And so part of the work that we did at Early Vote Action is we sent letters to every single board of election and said, how are you going to make sure? Is there a backup generator in case the power goes out? Do you have backup provisional ballots? Do you have backup paper? What are you doing to make sure that no problems go wrong on Election Day? And so I've spoken, as I did in Board of Elections in Bucks County, to three of the Luzerne County BOEs. And I think in part, the best deterrent is shining a light and letting these people know that we have eyes and ears everywhere across the Commonwealth. And that's why I will be returning on December 18th to the Luzerne County Board of Elections to have a victory lap in front of that BOE as well. But you must continue to show up at every single opportunity.
Scott, talk about some of these godforsaken places to me. You don't say that, because you know we're sitting here in Bucks County, Philadelphia. Some of these counties, you mentioned Mifflin County. You call us from, you seem to really like Pike County for some reason.
I do. I love Pike County.
Yet mining those voters there, getting those people registered and doing it, those numbers at the end all add up, including we have people coming on today who did it in Philadelphia, kept the number down. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, so here's kind of the roadmap for how we all together won Pennsylvania. You always hear out of Allegheny County, which is Pittsburgh, they say you need 40% of Allegheny. This year, I think Trump won like 39.6%. And it was a lot of our beautiful union workers that came over and voted for Donald Trump, even as Democrats. And then you hear 20% of Philadelphia wins the White House as well. I do believe Trump won 20% of Philadelphia this year. And the number one thing that I hear, and people like Jim hear as well, especially coming from these collar counties, is they go, oh, Scott, you can't possibly win Pennsylvania. Philly and Pittsburgh control everything, and Scranton and Erie. I want to make it clear, it is the people in Venango and Crawford and Bradford and Patter and Schuylkill and Pike and Wayne and Susquehanna and Clarion and Mifflin. It was all of the red rural counties that nobody talks about that we had sky-high turnout this year, even over 2020. It was red rural Pennsylvania that really helped win this election. And to give credit to Jim, to give credit to every single Bucks County Republican, you guys, by 300 votes for the first time since 1988, Bucks County voted for a Republican president. You guys did that. Voter registration did that. Grassroots did that.
All roads lead to Bucks County. So, Jim, since the election now, you've been jetting back and forth to a certain place in Florida. I saw that at one point somebody said you were there with Melania Trump and Elon Musk. Talk about that. Who do you most have fun talking with? Elon Musk?
Well,
why is he not
really
on the show yet? I thought you were handling that.
Elon is not a huge conversationalist. I will say that.
Surprise,
but,
surprise.
But, in fact, I see my buddy Bob Ananoffi out in the crowd, and I think he was there that night when I just happened to go. But there was the Saturday after the election, and I was going by the table where President Trump sits every time he's out at a dinner there, and called me over. He said, Jim, you know, excellent job, blah, 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 blah. And I had to give Elon a little dig because we had expected him three different times that was going to be in our field house the 2 weeks prior. Three different times they had more or less said, keep your building ready. We'll be there the next day. And three different times they pulled it at the last minute. And I was so disappointed. I said, you know, we still won Bucks County. And we could have really still used your help. But he kind of like looked at me like, okay. But we got to talk a little bit. I had met him at the Butler rally, the second Butler rally. Great guy. Obviously, just one of the transcending figures of the last 200 years of our country. And it was a pretty cool experience sitting there talking to him and the president at the same time.
All right, give us a sense now. I'm looking at a CBS poll, Jim, from yesterday. 60% of people are happy with the presidential transition. They're happy with the picks overall. Although, you know, I think reasonable people, we've talked, and people know my feelings on one of them anyhow. Thank God he's not there. This has been the most diverse as far as their mindsets. And the most interesting, these confirmation hearings are going to be second to none. Robert Kennedy himself, they're going to need a month of confirmation hearings with these guys. What are your thoughts? What are you hearing from Trump camp on that?
I think what you just said, I think more people than not, they're looking for outsiders. They're looking for disruptors. They're looking for people that can make a change. And I think, right, look at Doge and all the other things that he's got going on. You don't have the run-of-the-mill picks. I mean, if you put pictures up of who they appointed in the Biden administration's, their pictures versus ours, I think ours look like the more normal group of people. But I say that. I am very excited about Robert Kennedy and Dr. Oz being involved there. And I think there's a pathway for me to be involved with them potentially. So I'm really looking forward to what they're doing, you know, in regards to the health epidemic here in our country. But I, you know, you and I agree, there was one person that stuck out with a sore thumb. We don't have to deal with that now. I feel like that was a positive. Pam Biondi is phenomenal. I mean, everybody loves her. In fact, I think the Democrats are fearful. She's so strong. By the way, how many women did he appoint? I mean,
seems like 40% or half, close.
Supposedly, we don't have strong women in the Republican Party.
For a minute, because you are, every time I talk with Jim, multiple times over the course of the weeks, Susie Wiles. I'm thinking, who the heck is this Susie Wiles woman? She does what Trump tells her, right?
No, I mean, she is. And Scott's got relationship as well with Susie Wiles. She is unbelievable. She is a strong, very accomplished woman, helped the DeSantis campaign. I loved her quote after she got picked. She said, "The circus won't be coming to the White House."
Well, we'll see about that. I don't know. That's going to be quite a...
I think she can control a lot of that. I think there was a lot of people in 16 that probably got involved that didn't help him, in fact, hindered the president. And he's had 4 long years to make sure he surrounds himself with great people. And Susie Wiles is just phenomenal. Really is. She really is the real deal.
All right, we'll have more here from the NAC. Now, if you're coming, it's at the main entrance. You come in, you'll see all kinds of people directing you to the room. There's food, there's beverages. Please come out and be part of it today. We'll continue with Scott Pressler, Jim Worthington, here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show, coming to you from the NAC. They're bringing in more chairs. They're bringing in truckloads of them. We have space for you. Jim Worthington is located. Get here to the NAC today, anytime up until 3. Generously, food, beverages. Scott Pressler here in his own circuit here. Welcome to everybody that's here. But come on over to the NAC right in Newtown. Relatively easy to get to. Jim, how many buildings here? I told Ro, there is a nightclub of fitness here, right?
Yeah, we do have a bar.
Nightclub
and
fitness?
Yeah. We're on 30 acres, 275,000 square feet. It's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, health club in America.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I brought the wine today. We're going to open a little bit later on. Scott has his, though. We made sure the Pinot Grigio.
I do.
He's that guy. And this is a present from the Young Republicans. It's $109 a bottle.
Ooh.
So it has to be a special occasion to be doing it. We'll have to get
this is
get
special.
Later on. Yeah. So, Scott, moving forward, too, we've had people already today saying, can't you coax Scott Pressler to come to California? They have relatives in California. I'm saying, come on now. That's too many flights, too much back and forth. So talk about any formal role that you'll have, or do you like having your own independent thing, your own staff, and just go out there and hunt registrations?
I want to continue our PAC.
Okay.
Our organization is,
how do we help it, Scott?
Yeah. Is earlyvoteaction.com, earlyvoteaction.com. And as I said, you know, the mistake the Republican Party always makes is after an election, they will not renew contracts. They will pack up offices. They will shut down. And all of that hard work, all of that momentum, it will dissipate. we don't want to make that same mistake. So as I said, we are renewing this next week. We're going to be working through Thanksgiving, through Christmas, straight into 2025. And ultimately, we showed people that we can win. Now, the goal was always to Florida, Pennsylvania. We're now going to Pennsylvania, Nevada, too. And if we take, for example, Pennsylvania and Nevada off the chess table for Democrats, they are going to be forced to have to go to other states as well, instead of just Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, all the swing states. So we're going to force the Democrats to burn and spend money.
To help, though, with your efforts, because that's a lot of people. You had up to 70 or so staff.
74 staff.
74 staff. My God. So how do we help support that?
Please, I encourage everybody, earlyvoteaction.com. If you want us to continue this work across Pennsylvania, please contribute financially at earlyvoteaction.com. That is my organization.
Couple things from this CBS poll. We started off today telling you 60% of people are approving of President Trump in the transition and the pick so far. Selection of Rubio, Secretary of State, Trump voters, 75%. So it seems to be acceptance of him. The one that got the highest vote by CBS here is Robert Kennedy Jr. 80% of Trump voters support that pick of Kennedy Jr. Pete Hegseth, 64, not bad. The other one that ranks very high, Tulsi Gabbard,
yes.
71%.
Yes.
So those are a few where there's my favorite, and I don't know, Jim, have you ever worked with Elise Stefanik as UN ambassador? Well, we've had her on. Someday she's going to be a VP choice, something like that at least.
Yeah, we had her in the Bucks County office about a month ago, and she came and addressed all our Trump Force 47 workers, and I've a number of times running her down in Mar-a-Lago, and she's awesome. And by the way, she's someone in look for in 2028 if you're looking at the short list of VPs.
The Dave McCormick campaign, Scott, tell us about that and particularly getting him over. Now, Casey is somebody who is beyond somnolent. I mean, I don't know how the guy ever makes it out the door. Nice guy, but that's it. But he's been in office 30 years. That didn't seem possible. Trump's one thing. There's only one Trump. What happened in the McCormick race?
Yeah, a lot of people, they were saying, okay, maybe, Scott, Trump will win Pennsylvania, but you're never going to defeat Casey. That's the Casey seat. You're not going to get McCormick across the finish line. And ultimately, I think the number now is that McCormick has won the race with over 17,000 votes. And a lot of people discounted. They went, oh, just because you flipped Bucks County and Beaver County and Luzerne County, that doesn't translate into actual votes. You still have to get those people out. Well, we had a 90 percentile turnout of every voter that we registered. 90% of those people
turned
out.
What did you do, Scott? Well, what's the secret sauce there? What did you do?
Well, we peacefully pestered them. We we would text them and call them and email them. And we had people all across the nation writing postcards to these people to get them out.
Yes.
And our organization registered 50,000 voters this cycle. And so, yes, I can say that our work helped to, in collaboration with people like Jim Worthington, helped to deliver the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, deliver a Senate seat that, to the chagrin of the Republican Party, we didn't do in Nevada or Wisconsin or Arizona. Pennsylvania is the only swing state that delivered a Senate seat. And we also delivered Rob Resnahan in Pike County, Pennsylvania, and Luzerne County. And we defeated Susan Wilde, electing Ryan McKenzie.
Exactly. And Dave Sunday, the new Attorney General.
Oh, yes. Guys, you want, you know, the Democrats, we always talk about how we're going to go after them if they cheat. Get this. In January of 2025, Republicans are going to have Stacey Garrity. We're going to have control of the Republican treasurer, we're going to have a Republican auditor, and we're going to have a Republican attorney general in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And Dave Sunday by phone, I wanted to get him here. He's busy with other stuff. He's going to be on today, and I'm going to ask him about, Diane Marseglia.
And ask him, too, yes, about the voter registration fraud operations that were seen in Lancaster. That, by the way, the Democrats tried to accuse me of, bless their hearts. But I do have one stern warning for the Republican Party, and I don't mean to overstep myself, but here's a very stern warning. A lot of you guys are maybe thinking that we have 4 years to accomplish everything that we dream of. No, we have two. History dictates that the party in power is likely going to lose the midterm elections. We must play like we're going to lose 2026. And so that means, respectfully, if Clarence Thomas is going to step down, we need to confirm that Senate seat or two of those now. You secure the border now. You do voter ID now. You do your judicial nominations now. You do every piece of legislation. You don't hold it for 2027 or 2028. You do that now, thinking that we're going to lose 2026. And more importantly, again, every Trump voter, I need you to commit to voting every year. If you want Trump to be successful, you give him a Republican House and a Republican Senate in 2026.
Okay, that's a nice segue. Coming up, I wanted to ask what Scott Presler and Jim Worthington, and we'll see what you say during the break. What do you want to see in the first 100 days with Trump? At this rate, he'll only need 10 seconds, it seems like, once he's in office. We'll get to that coming up here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, first, cap off the NFL week with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers, you can get $150 in bonus bets if that first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. You can bet on this Monday night matchup at any time, touchdown, over rushing yards, over passing. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL, and FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHD. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. They expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is Dom time from the Knack here from the Newtown Athletic Club. There is still more room. They're bringing in more chairs. It's rumored that Scott Presler may have to be jetting out of here. So let me get as much as I can out of Scott before he has to go today. And we're very happy. It's on his victory tour. Scott, first 100 days, you talk passionately about got to get these things done in 2 years. But the first 100 days are where someone can really strike, be it FDR, Trump the first time, Obama somewhat. What do you want to see done?
I think day number one, secure the border, get funding for securing the border.
Yeah. So the Trump stay in Mexico is the first thing.
Correct. Well, and I think President Trump already acknowledged that he was going to bring back the Keystone Pipeline.
Yep.
And I mean, I'd like to see legislation on, you know, having Bobby Kennedy truly make sure that our health supply, we're going into things like regenerative farming, and that's going to take time. And the sooner that we do it, by the end of his presidency, we can be working towards, actually, you know, it's going to be a weaning off process. But this election was about peace, not war. It was about an economy that works for the working class America. And it was about securing the border. Whatever he can do to alleviate the financial stress that people are suffering right now.
I wanted to take a moment. I saved this to right before the end of this hour, Scott. There's this kid that heads up the Pennsylvania Republicans. He's a junior or senior in high school.
Cool.
Across the high schools. And what he cited was you, and when you were out there pitching people to register to vote with young men, he wants to join the military, but he doesn't want to join the military to be put in World War III or these unending wars, which I think is Trump's greatest legacy with the Republican Party. That can't be topped. Moving us
yes.
away from that position, and you can see the cabinet picks and everybody else are about that. But you talked on college campuses and other places. If you want more of the same, Democrats are now the party of war.
Well, I went to Penn State University and in State College. That's the largest campus. And that was in 2023. And I just I set up a little table and I was talking to all the kids. And I was like, guys, we need to fight for Joe Biden. I said, who will sign up today to go to war? I did not get a single taker. Not one. And it just, it kind of, the messaging, I was like, okay, let's try this. Let's see if it sticks. And we started saying, look, because it's true, a vote for Joe Biden, a vote for Kamala Harris, a vote for the Democrats is a vote for war. A vote for President Trump is a vote for peace. And I do believe within 24 hours of President Trump being elected on the 5th, didn't Hamas come out and say, oh, yeah, we don't want to do any bad things anymore, because they know what's going to happen. And I think Putin is even willing to come to the table to see if that we can de-escalate. Elections have consequences, and we're already seeing the Trump effect, and he hasn't even assumed office yet.
Absolutely. Jim, first 100 days for you?
Yeah, borders for sure, and international peace. I mean, I think he'll get right on that, and I think we'll clear that up right away. I mean, peace through strength. I mean, that's what he represents, and he's also a little bit unpredictable, which doesn't hurt. I mean, that I always find, you know, it's funny. I equate that to a fight. When a big guy gets in a fight with a big guy, he doesn't know what he knows what to expect. When he gets in a fight with a little guy, he's saying, man, this guy's got to be crazy. So I think that puts him on his heels, and I think that's the most important thing. I think longer term, and a friend of mine came up, is there's two things I think he needs to do in it sooner than later. One, he needs to address the minority community, the less fortunate people in the inner cities, find a pathway for them. This generational demise of people that live in the inner city, particularly the black, I think we need to deliver on that. A lot of them came over across. It's the right thing to do. It's not the political thing to do. It's the right thing to do. And I think school choice is absolutely essential to create the better opportunities for people. So they're the things I'm passionate about. And I think in 2016, they asked me what would be a successful Trump presidency. And I said that finding ways to help the middle class and the less fortunate people, particularly minorities, would be a successful presidency. I have no needs of my own. Look, we're in Bucks County. What else do you need? I think that's really something we need to focus on.
Absolutely. I saved about a minute or two at the end of this because Scott Presler has to leave, and Jim will be with us later on. We are congratulating today. Let me be the first to stand up and thank Scott Presler for delivering Pennsylvania to us and continuing
Thank
to go
you.
Forward.
Thank you, guys. We did it. Here, while you guys are all standing, can I take a quick video? Can I take a quick video?
Fire away, Scott. I'll continue the show here talking while you're doing that, Scott, but fire away. All right, Scott has to leave us.
This is Scott Presler. I'm here with Dom Giordano and Jim Worthington with 1210 Talk Radio. We delivered Pennsylvania, and this is only the beginning, and we are going to continue to make Pennsylvania win.
Hey, Scott, just a little note. How many people on your social media? How many on your Twitter? How many on everything else?
So I just hit on X 2.1 million followers, thanks to you guys. And you guys can slide into my DMs at Scott Presler, ScottPressler. And again, my website is Early Vote Action. But no, truly, this has been the greatest honor of my life. And my work, it honors my mom and dad. My dad is a retired Navy captain. He served our country. And although I never served, I feel like this is our very different way of giving back. Each of you is helping to save our country, and I truly mean that. Thank you to every single one.
Thank you, Scott, very much. Scott Presler, everyone. Right, we got to get him the mulligans. They're already looking to our dad since he's coming
Thank
to
you,
New
sir.
Jersey. That'll be in the summer. Make your summer vacation around the week we have Scott down there. Thank you, Scott. Talk soon. All right, we continue here on Talk Radio 1210. The defensive coordinator, Linda Kearns and Joe DeFelice, both won City of Philadelphia. And you've heard Linda on multiple shows if you listen to Talk Radio 1210. Constantly, voter integrity, both in the KC McCormick and in the presidential election. They're next here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WP.